is the best way to jumpstart this passing attack? Do you have to get a couple of quick hitters early in the game? Do you have to hit a big play early in the game? What do you think the best way is to get it done?
Just execute. I don't think it's going to matter if it's deep or short. It's all about playing together as an offense and everybody working together and getting one job done. The receiver's got to do his job getting open. The line got to do his job blocking, protecting the quarterback, and the quarterback got to throw the ball. The main thing is going to be executing.
Does it have to get done early in the game to give you guys a feeling of success?
I think so. I think we want to get started early. I don't think we want to wait until the game to gets out of hand to try to throw the ball. I think we need to start off balanced and some way get this offense rolling.
This team likes to keep their corners on an island, don't they? In the past, that was something that the receivers liked to hear. What about now?
We still like to hear. We like to go face teams that play a lot of man and man. So right now we're doing a great job game planning to offset those corners, get those guys on the island so we can make some plays.
Is that execution directly related to familiarity with the offense, or do you have to become more familiar before that?
Not necessarily. I think we know the basics, the ins and outs of it to execute. And just by going out there and doing it.
What's your confidence level of being able to win those individual matchups against two good corners?
I think as a receiver, you got to become go against man-to-man. If not, you're already offset behind the eight ball. So just got to be confident in yourself that you can go out there and get the job done and do it.
What's the key against a guy like Peterson?
Just got to be timing. You got to try to get him on his heels. Don't let him get back there comfortable where he can be the athlete that he is. And break up the ball and create an interception. So just by keeping him off balance and make sure you time the quarterback.
What about Cromartie? He's obviously a bigger.
He's longer, so it's going to be our job to get his hands off us. Don't let him jam us up at the line of scrimmage and get him running to open up his hips.